I was sitting there having my cup of coffee and my cornflakes, and a door slammed. It was like a whoosh of a door slamming. And my dog started barking. I thought somebody else had got into the building. I don't know how. Went to the door. It was like a sheet of water coming through to the door. There was just rain, water just coming in through everywhere. Horrendous. It's come through in the middle of the building, down through my bar area, upstairs through all the windows, going out to the function room. That was 8 inches of water. And then going out into my car park, that was another 8 inches in water. The drainage in New Romney just doesn't take the hold of the amount of water that we had. It was literally just what I call a flash flood, is what they call a flash flood. And because we are a 700-year-old building, we've got no foundations. We're below sea level here in New Romney. And because the water comes in and the water comes out, it's got nowhere to go. It came up through the floor, and then I've had water coming in through my ceiling. My cellar got flooded. The pumps in my cellar have all tripped out, so my cellar is completely flooded, or it was, it's now receded. I've got no electric down there, so my building is now closed down because I can't serve any beer. We don't know if there was any cross-contamination, but I've got no cellar cooling system working at the moment. I'm waiting at present for all the assessors, the insurance assessors and the electrician to come out just to see if my building is safe, literally for me to be able to open to the general public. I do food. I've had to shut down my kitchen. Everywhere is just shut. There's water everywhere. My carpets are all sodden. They're beginning to smell already. It's just a mess. It really is a mess. And I'm so sad for the building. It's one of those, I'm afraid.